Speaking very loosely, the response of the system to any change in its state is proportional to that change. One very important consequence of this linearity is that, as Scrooge pointed out, quantum systems cannot inhibit chaos. A small change in the initial conditions produces only a small change in the values of the wave function at any later time. There are many classical systems that are linear in this sense, but the linearity in classical physics is never exact. Quantum mechanics, in contrast, is supposed to be exactly linear under all circumstances. If one is going to look for ways of changing quantum mechanics, it is natural to try out the possibility that perhaps the evolution of the wave function is not exactly linear after all. After some work, I came up with a slightly non-linear alternative to quantum mechanics that seemed to make physical sense and could be easily tested to very high accuracy by checking a general consequence of linearity, that the frequencies of oscillation of any sort of linear system do not depend on how the oscillations are excited. For instance, Galileo noticed that the frequency with which a pendulum goes back and forth does not depend on how far the pendulum swings. This is because as long as the magnitude of the oscillation is small enough, the pendulum is a linear system. The rates of change of its displacement and momentum are proportional to its momentum and its displacement, respectively. All clocks are based on this feature of oscillations of linear systems, whether pendulums or springs or quartz crystals. A few years ago, after a conversation with David Wineland of the National Bureau of Standards, I realized that the spinning nuclei that were used by the Bureau to set time standards provided a wonderful test of the linearity of quantum mechanics. In my slightly non-linear alternative to quantum mechanics, the frequency with which the spin axis of the nucleus precesses around the magnetic field would depend very weakly on the angle between the spin axis and the magnetic field. The fact that no such effect had been seen at the Bureau of Standards told me immediately that any non-linear effects of the nucleus studied, an isotope of beryllium, could contribute no more than one part in a billion, billion, billion to the energy of the nucleus. Since this work, Wineland and several other experimentalists at Harvard, Princeton, and other laboratories have improved these measurements, so that we now know that nonlinear effects would have to be even smaller than this. The linearity of quantum mechanics, if only approximate, is a rather good approximation after all. None of this was particularly surprising. Even if there are small, non-linear corrections to quantum mechanics, there was no reason to believe that these corrections should be just large enough to show up in the first round of experiments designed to search for them. What I did find disappointing